Lisa, how are you?
Roberts, the principal at Grandview Elementary, is
saying. Good morning, Lisa, how are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing very well, especially since you said that spring is coming soon.
That's exactly right. And remember, please don't blame me. Blame the groundhog in American mythology, because that's where this all comes from, really. I'm just the Quicksilver Messenger Service this morning on all of that. What's going on in Grandview?
Oh, we have all kinds of things going on, Mike. We're really gearing up for our STEM visit from IDOE, the Indiana Department of Education, in hopes that we get certified by the end of the school year. So we're putting a lot of work into STEM, which is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
And how does that relate to Grandview? That sounds like that's college-level stuff.
Well, really, what it's doing is giving permission for our teachers to get back into bringing hands-on, really exciting projects into the classroom. And then they tie it to different areas in writing, math, social studies, and reading, so that they're hitting all of those other standards. So they start off with a really big project, and like, for example, the science of sound, and then they take it into writing.
Oh, wow.
And they build instruments, and they talk about the waves, and then they go in and they write persuasive speeches about why we should have music in the school day and different things like that. So,
now, did you tell me you've got kids that stay after school for an hour that are working on after-school math and those kinds of things?
Yes, we do. We have what's called a math contig club that runs after school. And really, it's a math number sense game where students, they earn points on a number grid by trying many different mathematical combinations.
Wow.
And it's a competition. And so
this is kind of patterned after the NC2A basketball tournament.
Yes.
Culminate in March.
We're leading up to March Madness in math. And so they will compete against each other, and hopefully we'll be able to crown an individual winner.
Wow.
Of our Math March Madness.
That's
say that
cool.
Fast three times.
Yeah. Math March Madness. Math March Madness. I said it twice.
Well, that's good. You already said it once before that, so that's good.
Now, you're also going to try to get the community involved by bringing people like me and Mike into the school on an evening and showing us how these kids are doing all this brain stuff?
That's right. That's right. April 5th, we have our STEM community night. We have IU chemistry, psychological and brain sciences, Bloomington robotics, North Science Olympiad. They come in. They work with our kids. They bring in different things for hands-on opportunities. And so that's in April, and we're looking forward to that as well. So we'll have something every month going on throughout the spring.
Now, can we still register for kindergarten?
You can.
All right.
Actually, kindergarten registration just started yesterday.
Okay.
You had somebody first thing in the morning, you said.
Yes, right away, 8:20, our very first registrant for 2016-17 school year. Open house for kindergarten across the district is next Thursday, February 11th, from 6:30 to 7:30. So make sure you're visiting your neighborhood schools and get those kindergartens in and registered.
Now, you talked about your students getting involved in a lot of things, and you had a project you did with Hoosier Energy?
We sure did. We had our entire sixth grade who spent a day over at Hoosier Energy. They teamed up. They taught all the kids about electricity and how it's made from different natural resources. And then they all planted 39 trees.
Oh, wow.
Over at Hoosier Energy. And then they're going to come back and do some different work with them within the classroom. So we're really excited about that. Our sixth graders' huge project is learning how to make homes more energy efficient. And so they'll be taking that back to their parents saying, hey, we need to do this, this, and this to make our home better. So we're looking forward to that. They've had a lot of exciting days with that, yes.
We're talking with Lisa Roberts, who's the principal of Grandview Elementary School. And Lisa, you've got a pre-K through second grade event on March 31st.
Mm-hmm. So we do, you know, there's a big focus in STEM throughout the school. and our pre-K, kindergarten, first, and second graders are working on projects within their classrooms. So they'll have a showcase for their parents and any community members who want to attend on March 31st and be able to do hands-on activities with their kids. So that's that. We're looking forward to that in March, and then our third through sixth grade.
Well, it's a, like a mini science fair.
It's like a mini science fair for the younger kids.
Mm-hmm. Those poor parents.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Actually, most of it will be done in the school, so they won't have the third through sixth grade will have to do a little bit more outside of the school.
They'll do a little more heavy lifting on that side of the
track.
That's
right. Theirs is in May, so they got a little time to work on theirs.
You know, Lisa, I listened to you talk about what's going on in Grandview, and I think I can remember peanut butter cookies in a cafeteria and dodgeball in gym, and I can't remember that we did all of this intellectual stuff when I was in school.
There's a lot of things that Keith doesn't remember, so that's don't feel special about that.
Yeah, so I'm not
it's
sure
the new
we
normal,
did.
Normal Keith.
You know, well, gosh, what the kids are doing today is absolutely amazing.
That's right. You got to keep them off the streets. You got to keep them out of trouble, and hopefully that you have to keep them enjoying school. Isn't that right?
That's right, and this is our way to do it. You know, it's so important to keep up with what's going on in the world, and you know, technology is a part of that. Mm-hmm. And these kids can do more with technology than I ever think I could dream of doing.
Well, it's not going backwards. It's not like they're going to learn all this and they're going to get to 15. And okay, everybody, put down the iPads.
Yeah.
Bad idea. That didn't work.
Don't leave your cell phone laying around.
Exactly right.
You got a second grader that's reprogramming it.
That's right. You got to start them early because they're going to have to take care of me, Keith, when I get older. So
how's that working, Lisa, with the computers in the classroom?
It actually is working. It's working great. You know, we still have our
the dog ate my iPad. You don't hear that anymore, do you?
With the homework, no. We're getting some Lego kits, which tie in with iPads. And so you can create these Lego projects, and then through the iPad, you can work a program, which you devise, to make those Legos move. We're going to be in that pretty soon, and so we're excited about that new endeavor that's going to be coming to us in the next couple months. And so they'll be a big part of our STEM initiative. So.
Absolutely, and again, they think that they're playing, they're actually mm-hmm. learning, and if you can convince them of that,
that's right.
Well, that's gonna help make it easier down the road.
The whole purpose is to make learning fun, and that's what we're doing here at Grandview.
Outstanding job as always. We're not surprised. Now, remind us, how many years have you been at Grandview? Is this year three or two?
This is my second year at Grandview.
Gotcha. I knew you were fresh over there. But we appreciate you taking the time with us this morning. It sounds like you have more fun. If people want more information on Grandview, what's the easiest way to find it?
You can go to our Grandview website. And you can always call the school. You can go to the MCCSC website, and you can click on the Grandview School and be able to get to us that way, too.
That's the easiest way to do it. And, again, kindergarten registration has started. When does that run through? Can you do that up through the end of the school year? Is there a cutoff date on that?
Actually, you can do it up through the end of the school year and then starting back up in August when school begins, too.
Gotcha. So, again,
there's a very short amount of time in July where the buildings are usually closed down.
Right. So get that done now so you don't have to worry about it next August and get ahead of the game on all of that. Lisa, great job as always. We appreciate your time. Keep having fun out there. Keep them learning. And we will get caught up with you later in the semester.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Keith. Have a great day.
Take care.